Namanda,
I'll begin my talk this morning by reading a passage from the Shoshinge, Shinran's verse expressing his appreciation of the Buddha Dharma. Shoshinge no iku o itadaite hajimaitai to omoimasu node, gassho o onegai shimasu. Please join me in gassho. When ignorant and wise, even grave offenders and slanderers of the Dharma, all turn alike and enter Shinjin, they are like waters that, on entering the ocean, become one in taste with it.
Bonbu mo shōja mo, goyaku no mono mo, hōbō no mono mo, mina hongan kai ni ireba, dona kawa no mizu mo umi ni hairu to hitotsu no aji ni naru you ni hitoshiku Squatted to Namandavits.
Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. So today's our last day of Dharma school for this academic year. Please keep in mind that we will be having services during the summer. So I invite you all to come again next week for service. で、まあ、今日はダーマスクールの、今年のダーマスクールの学年が終わるんですけど、まあ、夏のも、お参りが続くんですけど、どうぞ来週もお参りしていただきたいと思います。So, I'd like to begin by thinking a little bit about all the fun things we've done this past year. Can anyone tell me something they've enjoyed about coming to Dharma school this past year? Anyone name something that you did that was fun this past year?I know someone in my family really enjoyed the Halloween party. In fact, he enjoyed it so much that he still wears his Halloween costume from time to time.
まあ、我が家の一人がハロウィンパーティーが楽しくてまだハロウィンのコスチュームを履いてるんですね。
So we had all kinds of fun activities. We had, remember New Year's Eve, we rang the bell to ring in the New Year. And then we had the Hinamatsuri in March. We had the celebration with the beautiful dolls out and dancing on the stage. We had in April, we had our Hanamatsuri service with all the flowers up here in the front. We've had a year full of all kinds of fun activities. And it's been really a lot of fun. We've had lots of special activities, haven't we? But I think...You know, in addition to the special activities, we've had a lot of regular Sundays where we came here and we had our regular class activities. And those were also wonderful activities where we had lots of fun and we got to learn about the teachings of the Buddha, right? で、まあ、いろいろな特別な法要とか行事もあったんですし、まあ、普通の、まあ、ダーマスクールの、授業とかがあった、週もあったんですね。And so in the midst of all this fun, we've also been learning about the Buddha and learning about the Buddha's teachings. まあ、いろいろな楽しいことの中で仏様の教えも学んだことがあったんですね。So one of my personal favorite parts of our Dharma Sunday services is the incense offering by class representatives. That's something I really enjoy because I think it's a lot of fun to see everybody.Come up, all different ages. We have some of our youngest Sangha members come up first to offer incense, all the way up through all the different grades are represented, so we get to see how our Sangha grows over the years into high school and even adult representatives, some of whom are the parents or grandparents of the Dharma school students, right? Has anyone here come up to offer incense as a representative over the past...nine months? Yeah, I see a lot of hands going up. Any of the adults? I know some of you adults have offered incense too, right? So lots of people here have come up to offer incense. Lots of different people who have, different experiences, live in different families, and all different people come up to offer incense. で、まあ、いろいろな人がここお焼香するんですね。いろいろな違った人。So some of us have different things we like. Some of us have different schools that we go to, different things that we're good at, different things we have a hard time with. But we all come up and do this one thing together. Even people who don't come up as representatives, they come up, most of us come up either before service or after service to offer incense, right? So why do we offer incense? Does anyone have an idea of why we do this? Why do we come up here and offer incense?
I have an idea.
You have an idea? Tell me what it is. Okay, so we offer incense, okay, that's right, yeah. Yep, and that's something that everybody does, right? Anybody else have an idea? Why do we do it? Any other guesses? Yeah?
Oh, I forgot.
You forgot? Okay. So, people used to think the idea of incense, and many, many people started out in India. People thought that incense made things clean. People thought it made things clean. It was a way to clean things, to make things, we say, pure, to purify things. And that's because what can you say about incense? What is incense like? What is it like? It's smoky, okay. Smoky, what else? How does it smell? Smells nice, right? Yeah, Moana, what do you think? It smells like car gas? Maybe we need to change our incense. But I personally think incense smells wonderful. And so in the old days, people didn't have the conveniences that we have today, like showers in their houses, right? So people didn't always smell as nice as we all smell when we come, right? People used to work outside and they didn't have an opportunity to take a shower, and so they didn't always smell great. Has anyone here ever been camping before? Camping? Okay, when you go camping, you don't always get to take a shower, right? When I was young, I went to a summer camp once, and it so happened that the showers in my cabin were broken. And so I had a great time all week running around outside, and I would go swimming in the lake, so that cleaned me off, right? And then when I got home, when my mom came to pick me up, it was me and one of my friends, we got in the car, and my mom said, "Were your showers broken?" And I said, "Yeah, they were. How'd you know?" And you can probably guess what the first thing I did when I got home was. Right into the bathtub. Human bodies naturally don't smell as nice as incense smells, right? So people used to think that incense was a way to make themselves clean. And in many Buddhist traditions, that's still the understanding, that incense is a way to purify our bodies, but also to purify our minds. When we smell the incense, it helps us to think about the Buddha and to have pure thoughts, right? And so that was one, that's one way of understanding the offering of incense. まあ、あの、お焼香というのはもともと、あの、清めるものですね。ものをきれいにする。そして心をきれいにすることだったと言われます。Have you ever seen anybody go up to offer incense and do this? Before they offer incense, some people have a custom of holding it up to their head. Do you know that, so when we open our books, our sutra books, we always open it like this, right? We hold it up to our head once, and that means we're receiving it. Right? We're receiving it. It's called itadaku. Itadaku. What does itadaku sound like? Itadaku. Itadakimasu, right? So when do we say itadakimasu? Before you eat. So you're receiving the food. So you say itadakimasu and you bow because you can't hold your plate of food up like this, right? So you bow to it. You lower your head. And so for people who are holding the incense up, it's because, oh, I'm receiving the purification, this incense is making me clean, and so I'm going to hold it up to my head before I put it on the coals. However, did you know that in the Jodo Shinshu tradition, so this temple belongs to a kind of Buddhism called Jodo Shinshu, and at our temple, you notice most people just put it right on the coals, right? And there's a reason for that, because we have a different understanding of the meaning of incense. Our understanding is that the Buddha accepts us just as we are. You hear me say that all the time, right? That the Buddha accepts us just as we are, wise or foolish, pure or impure, clean or dirty. However you are, we sure hope you have the opportunity to take a shower before you come here in the morning. But, you know, if circumstances are such that your shower is broken, you can still come to the temple because the Buddha accepts everyone just as they are. So we don't need to make ourselves pure in order to receive the Buddha's teaching in our Nembutsu tradition. And so when we offer incense, we just take a pinch and put it right on the coals, and then we gassho, and we say Namo Amida Butsu, and then we bow. And that, so why do you think we offer incense then? If it's not to purify us, anybody have an idea? Yeah, what do you think? What do you think? Okay, that's a perfectly good answer, actually. So in our tradition, we offer incense as a way of showing our gratitude, but also of giving something. It's we're offering it. So if you think about when you eat something, you don't take a plate of food and say, itadakimasu, dozo, and then hand it off to someone, right? When you give something to someone, you hand it to them, you say, here you go. Because it's not for you to receive, it's something that you're offering to someone else. And so when we put that incense down, we're making an offering. Who do you think we're offering that incense to?
Jay.
What was that?
JJ.
JJ? Could be. Could be. Yeah. So does anyone think we're offering it to the Buddha? Yeah, a few people think so, right? Does anyone think we're offering it to everybody who's here? Yeah, oh, that never occurred to me before, right? So in one sense, we are offering it as a way of showing our appreciation for the Buddha, but it's not like we're giving it to the Buddha so that he'll give us something back. We're offering it also as a way of sharing our appreciation. We say Namo Amida Butsu. That shows our appreciation out loud, and everybody here gets to hear it. It's the same way when you offer incense. We each come up one by one and put our incense on the coals, but everyone gets to smell it, right? So if I offer incense, and then Kiara offers incense, and then Mrs. Mukai offers incense, you know, you'll smell it drifting through this whole room, but you won't say, oh, that was Sensei's incense. Oh, that part, that was Mrs. Mukai's incense. Because it all becomes one, right? And that's like us. When we come to the temple, we each, one by one, no matter how old we are, if we're 5 years old, 55 years old, 95 years old, we all individually put our incense on the charcoal, but it becomes one. And that's the same way when we hear the teachings of the Buddha. We all come in, we have our own ideas, our own things we like and dislike. But when we hear the teachings of the Buddha, we all get that same wisdom, that same flavor of the Dharma. And so Shinran says that when ignorant and wise, so silly people and smart people, even people who have done really bad things, when they hear the teachings of the Buddha and really accept it in their heart, that they're like waters that flow into the ocean from different rivers. They become one in the flavor of the ocean. And that's like us. We all come here one by one with our own ideas. And we offer incense individually, but we become, that smell of the incense becomes one, that one beautiful aroma. And that's like our lives. We come together and we all receive the beautiful benefit of the Buddha Dharma. So that's a benefit that we've all received together here this past year through Dharma School, and which we'll continue to receive next year and for many years as we continue to come here on Sundays, offer incense, smell the incense, join our hands in gassho, sit together, and enjoy the teachings of the Buddha. そしてこのお焼香というのは、まあ、みんな一人一人がお香を炭に置いて、そげ煙になって、一人一人のお焼香が一つの煙の香りになるんですね。それは私たちの人生と同じように仏様の御教えが出会ったら、 まあ、みんなそれの得意なところとか苦手なところ、好きなものと嫌いなものいろいろあるんですけど、そのこの本堂に入って仏法を聞いたときに、みんながこの念仏の一つの味、仏様の一つの味の悟りの一つの味をいただいて一つのものになるというのは、まあ、親鸞聖人が言うように、たくさんの川が海に入るように、みんなが海の同じの味をするように、私たちも人生が一つのその仏様の正しい教えの味になるということですね。So, I thank you all for all of your dedication and joining us each Sunday here for our Dharma School services. And I look forward to seeing you throughout the summer as well as next year in the fall. そして皆さん、1年間いろいろここに来て、仏法を聞いて、本当にありがたいことでございまして、今からも引き続いて一緒に仏様の教えを味わいたいと思います。Please join me in 合唱。合唱。南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿